He'll be a huge loss to Swansea City. For the last two seasons, he certainly carried them, particularly last season. Without him and the goals that he helped assist for Llorente, then clearly the Swans wouldn't be in the Premier League now. So he's clearly their best player, and as such, he'll be a massive loss in there. The money they'll be getting in as part of the deal, they'll need to invest a majority of that. There's no point trying to go cheap on a replacement. That they'll need to invest to make sure they get some quality, because his loss will be immense to the Swans.
Obviously, his 50 million is the roundabout figure that we're talking about here. Is that a record for Swansea?
It's a clear record for Swansea City. It just shows the transfer market this season, particularly this summer, has gone absolutely crazy. Jack Cork left Swansea for £10 million to go up to Burnley, and that shows the level at which some of the fringe squad players are going. So you start looking, when you're looking for a first-team player now, you're looking to spend £30 to £35 million. If you want one with extra quality, if you want somebody who's currently under contract like Gilfie, an international player, then you've got to go up towards the £50 million mark, and some clubs this summer quite simply have gone well beyond that as well.
Obviously, the fans wouldn't be very impressed if they, like you said, didn't spend the money when they get it on a good player. Who is a potential replacement, do you think?
There's two names doing the rounds at the moment that don't seem to go away, that maybe that agents are pushing them for moves. There's Jonathan Vieira, who's at Las Palmas, the Swans. Their current record buy-in, Rocky Messer came in the summer. The current record in the current squad, then the most expensive player in the current squad. He came in the summer. It's his former teammate. Vieira's an attacking midfielder who can also play on the left wing, same positions that Sigurdsson would play in. Like Sigurdsson, he's the kind of player who would score one in three, one in four games. The cost for him, £30 million. Swansea, so far, it's been said, have made a tentative inquiry in that direction to see if it'll come down a little bit. But I think Las Palmas will hold firm on €30 million, I should say, rather than pounds. If Swansea were to get 50 coming in, then that may be a deal they can do there. There's also an Algerian, Riyad Boudibou, who's currently playing as an attacking midfielder out in Montpellier. He's also rumoured to be a target. So they've clearly started to do the work behind the scenes. Paul Clement said this week after the open training session that Swansea had already started to identify players, that there were things in place if Sigurdsson moves on. I think those two names will be towards the top end of the list.
And, of course, there's been talk that the deal with Gilfie and Everton would be a cash-plus-player trade. So who might Clement be hoping to get from Everton?
Well, again, there was talk in the week of a couple of players, and we put a few names to him on Wednesday, and he wouldn't be drawn on anybody. What he was clear, though, is that he wouldn't just take anybody off Everton. He would only take a player coming this way if it was a player that he wanted, that he felt would add to the squad. So it wouldn't be the case that he would just take somebody just to get the Sigurdsson deal through. Clearly, he's got to replace Sigurdsson's quality. So Everton are not going to release a player of that quality. They may give a player who's got potential coming through, but he's going to have to go out and spend some of that money in order to get a left-sided midfielder or a central midfielder wherever he sees that the squad system changing next season.
And obviously hot in the news at the minute is the Neymar deal. How does Sigurdsson compare to players in La Liga and the Champions League?
I think it's a fair price at the moment for Sigurdsson if it's valued around about £50 million in the current market. There are, as you say, some players who, with Champions League experience, are attracting bigger fees. Neymar, is Sigurdsson, four Sigurdssons equals a Neymar? Possibly so, in terms of marketing and in terms of goals and already having experience at the top level. But then you look at some of the other deals that have been done in the summer. Everton, they paid £25 million for Jordan Pickford, a goalkeeper from Sunderland. Bournemouth have paid £20 million for a relatively untried centre-half in Nathan Aki down from Chelsea. And then you've got Kyle Walker, a full-back going to Manchester City for pretty much the same as what Sigurdsson has cost. You look at Gilfie Sigurdsson, he's a player who scores goals, he's a player who makes goals, he wins matches on his own, and that puts him right up there. It's good value for Everton, I think, in the current market at £50 million.
So is it a mistake letting him go?
I don't think Swansea have a choice. I think it will all come down to money these days, players' ambitions, and what the player wants. It's clear from Gylfi Sigurdsson's lack of comments out publicly, and the fact that he didn't travel to America for the tour, that Sigurdsson wants to leave Swansea City. He wants to see what's on offer at Everton. They have European football this year. They probably won't be involved in a scrap towards the bottom end of the table. Swansea, of course, it's different there. There are different ambitions. The ambition is staying up. They've relied on Sigurdsson for the last couple of years. He's probably thought, I'll go and try something different. I'll try to get that pressure off my shoulders and try and push on in my career. So it's a case that Swansea have to let him go because the market and the conditions will dictate it.
And obviously, this is going to be Paul Clement's first full Premier League season with the Swans. There was complete disruption last season, numerous managers coming in, the fans weren't happy. I mean, it didn't work out. Do you think Paul Clement's making strong decisions?
He's making strong decisions, and I think he's been as strong publicly as he can be in the last couple of weeks. He has to try and perhaps bite his tongue a little bit, not to scupper any deals, not to upset any players such as Sigurdsson, who may go, may stay at the club. He has to sort of tread carefully there. But he is strong-minded. He does want this sorted out. He wants it sorted as soon as possible because he's got a week now till the start of the season, and he wants to know which players he's got, how he's going to fit them into a system, who he's working with. You know, if the transfer window could close tonight, I'm sure he'd be extremely happy. But I think it's an important season for Paul Clement, but already he's looking firm. He's looking as though he'll be strong enough to give Swansea City a good campaign.
Thanks, Anthony. I'm sure we'll catch up once and if a deal is done.
There we are. Thank you.